In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
This week on The Bachelor, Katie gives a verbal beatdown. Then, five new women enter the house. Plus, Victoria and Anna spread rumors about the hot new girl Brittany's alleged escort past. All that and more. This is the most dramatic episode ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm Jared Freed.
And we have a great show for you today, but make sure you guys are following us on The Bachelor on Instagram, Bachelor Pod on Twitter, and you guys are rate, reviewing, and subscribing. We have a lot of good content coming out. Chris Burns, Fat Carrie Bradshaw, is killing it on the Instagram account, obviously.
Thank you. Bitch, I am tired. I don't know how you did this. I'm like, this is literally a full-time job.
It is a full-time fucking job.
I'm doing my best to fill your shoes.
You've nailed the Claire character at La Quinta. I love that.
Thank you so much. I hope she stays in the limelight a bit longer for my own use.
I mean, it makes you think, like, this show could have its own, like, daily check-in show. Like, you know, like, this podcast.
Yes.
Considering the amount of news that happened between last week and today.
It's insane.
We got to touch on it, right, Kay?
There's a lot. Yeah, Hannah Brown has a new boyfriend. There's a lot.
Exactly like Tyler C. I didn't think that you could duplicate perfection, but apparently it is possible. Oh my God. I looked at that guy. I was like, Tyler, what? Another?
Only for Hannah Brown.
And then also make sure you guys are tuning into Jared's Rose Rehash. He has an awesome Rose Rehash at the end of every night and live streams. But let's definitely dive into Claire and Dale really quick before we get into the episode. I'm still shaken that Dale announced their breakup on Instagram without telling Claire. I would go psycho ex-girlfriend like you've never seen before.
Yeah, Dale... Listen, he posted a breakup. The timeline goes as follows, okay? He posts that they broke up on his story and his feed. Then he takes down the story, apparently archives the feed post because the next day the feed post was back up. Claire finally posts something in a designed Instagram feed post. So she like hired somebody to help her design the post.
Went on to Etsy. Said,
can I
add a designer?
I'm sorry to interrupt for 2 seconds, but I have breaking kind of news. I have like some insider info. Insider info on this. And I you guys don't even know I have this. I didn't know we were going to get this deep in the weeds.
Yeah,
I have a friend who knows things. Let's just put it that way. This is a very reliable source. I'm not going to give out who they are.
It's reality, but Steve.
It's as good, I think, as good as reality, Steve. It's in that world. So here's the text I got after Claire put out her statement. The text I got is, here's the hot info regarding Claire and Dale. They broke up more than a week ago, and ABC asked them for statements. Claire refused to give a statement, and Dale went through with it. She's upset, even though it wasn't a big deal. She's trying to act like she got broken up via IG, but that is not true. He didn't want to live in Sacramento. What's an influencer to do there?
You know, that tracks.
Yeah, so he very much was not there to meet someone.
Well,
like, he knew Claire was the bachelorette. He knew Claire lived in Sacramento, and he went.
I'm with you. Claire also knew that she's on a show where she has an amount of time to figure those things out.
Let me be clear. I'm not on Team Claire or Team Dale. I dislike both of them, frankly.
I see Dale. I don't know. Maybe it depends on the Instagram accounts you look at, but I see Dale getting a lot of hate, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm on Team Breakups Are Hard for both parties, and people and the idea that like Dale went on the show for fame. Yeah, so did Claire. Like I don't.
Yeah.
Like Claire tried to play. Claire tried to play hero victim the whole show. She tried to be both. She tried to tell us to show up 2020 and also look how hard my life is. And she created this narrative where the world were telling her to settle down when probably I can't imagine anyone would say that to anyone. That's just a hard story for me to believe that someone's like, just take some loser and get rid of, you know, get over it. And it's like, okay. So she tried to sell us on a bill of goods that's like, I'm you, but I'm also not you. And then she throws everyone away to go with Dale. Fine. I can see how that can happen. She says she fell in love with his Instagram account. We've all done some sort of version of that with social media. Yeah. It's so I just think like the idea that like we're going to walk away and she's a hero and he's a villain. I think they're both, you know, like, you know, Walter White and Breaking Bad. Like, they're both, like, you know, like, flawed villains. I don't know. I just don't. Like, I feel sorry that anyone breaks up, and especially publicly. I just can't sit here and allow this narrative, especially when I get a text like that from someone I trust, where Claire gets to walk away as though she was wronged in this. Like, you tried. It didn't work out. Sorry.
Yeah. I think there was just a lot of hype. I think what there was a lot of hype around their relationship, a lot of expectations, almost more than the normal Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, you know, when you come out of those shows, because it was so fast. It was like, he's the one. I know he's my husband, or like, blah, blah, blah.
Well, and also, she is considered, and I don't think this is true, so before you start DMing me angrily, she was the older Bachelorette. So she and older for the show. I don't think 38 is old at all, but on the show, we are used to a 24, 25-year-old bachelorette. And
wait,
so
you guys,
a lot of
people. Bree's mom is younger than Claire.
Yeah.
We're going to start. We should mark all time in Bree's mom years, you know, before Bree's
so
mom, after Bree's mom. But I'm saying, like, she came on as a kind of a, you know, a tribute of anyone who's a little who feels they're older than they should be single. So she immediately became very I think and we're going to talk about this today with today's episode. The relationship between the audience and the show has to be acknowledged. And the relationship between Claire and the audience was not a great one. The audience was not Team Claire. The audience never bought her, you know, her self-improvement bullshit. I didn't. I'm part of that audience. And
agreed.
It just, and I think a lot of people were dancing on the tombstone of their relationship. And I don't like that either. But I'm saying that's a little bit by Claire's creation by trying to be this inspirational figure to people that no one really asked for.
Literally, no one asked for this.
No.
We just wanted to see trashy reality TV where somebody finds somebody else. I don't need to be told anything by you guys, especially all these people writing books and inspirational things. It's like, you're the last person I need advice from.
Yeah, we want to watch you go through the human moments that we all go through, and we want you to be a little bit better looking than us. You know, like
that's
I want to watch. I want to watch hot people cry a little bit, and that's okay. I mean, we're all kind of we're not all perfect people. We're not all good people. So I think the Claire and Dale breakup is just so fascinating, and it gets us into today's episode because it is a story of how much like Claire is it. Nobody's like, go, you go, Claire, find the one. I don't hear that a lot. Do you guys?
No. No,
I don't think anybody cares about. Listen, like we were there at the beginning. She wronged us. I'm done with it. Like I'm so over talking about Claire. It's been how many goddamn Tayshia? Is a distant memory, a fond distant memory.
I know.
You're still stuck with the memories of Claire.
Well, that's the thing. We're talking about Claire and Dale. Tayshia and Zach were like, yeah, they look cute. Have fun in New York. Like it's like end of conversation. The more interesting one is a Claire-Dale breakup where, you know, all of us in relationships, whenever we're, you know, this 2021 world, we all have to do a version of a statement. Like, that is actually relatable to anyone, because whether you like it or not, we all have a social media profile. You all have a public face to the world. So if you and someone you took a picture with on Instagram break up, there's someone you have to answer to, even though they don't give a shit. That's us. We don't give a shit about Claire and Dale, but we do want answers. But I don't think Dale, you know, Dale had a statement yesterday, and he said nothing. Like, I think that he didn't say much. But I, as a guy who's ended relationships and been ended with, I think, I don't know what he was supposed to say. Like, he wants this to end yesterday so that he can move on with his website. That's a really good website, so he can become a host of some sort.
This is a really good website. All right, let's dive into everything. I know Claire and Dale, I'm sure there's going to be more stuff happening, but you haven't seen it. You guys have, Dale posted on his Instagram story and gave a whole apology, but you know what? I'm over this. Hopefully we can all move on.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights out on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with this exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It is targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. It is amazing. I've been wearing it for years now. It fits me so well, and I'm not kidding you. When they say it doesn't roll down, it does not roll down, and it hugs you in all the right places. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, and for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
Let's dive into this episode. We have our episode today is going to be, we have a name that episode. It's a new segment. Jared came up with it this morning. It's going to be awesome. We're going to name this episode. We have Chelsea. She gets the group date rose. We have a rose ceremony, a cocktail party, new girls. We have Ben Higgins. And then we also have somebody, Brittany being an escort, ? We have Michelle's one-on-one. We have another group date at the end. And then we have, at the very end, we're going to do our Paradise Picks, Would You Rathers, and our Cringe Harrison Award. So that being said, let's start off with Name That Episode. Jared, you lead us in for this and give us your idea.
So this will be a reoccurring segment here on the Bachelor Podcast where each of us will give what we felt should be the name of the episode. We're going to title the episode. and we're going to each announce ours. We're going to give each of our picks, and then we'll choose one based on the three. We'll come to a decision on which one best describes the episode. I would name it A Bad Day for Feminism.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't show the unity that we were wanting in 2021.
No,
Joe Biden is not proud of this episode.
Yeah.
No, we did not do it, Joe.
We did not do it this episode. Mine, I'm going to go with Hit Me With Your Best Shot. I actually cannot believe the group date fighting, which we'll get into later.
Oh, my God. Insane. My name, which I just came up with, so don't drag me, but Escort Me to Hell. I think that's funny.
I watched him type that in, and I just sent him a texting like, your title, I'm losing it.
That's the title. That wins. Absolutely.
Escort Me to Hell.
And to be clear, we're pro sex work. We're not like shitting on any of that. Escort Me to Hell is a funny title.
Hold on. No need to defend. This is I think that's the perfect title, considering everyone on this show acted like Satan. You know,
yes,
like
right?
Everyone. So I think it's like, listen, that one storyline brought everyone on the show, including the audience, to a bad place.
So
I don't think. So if anyone wants to make like, no one's making fun of escorts. I'm with you on. Like, I think that there couldn't be a more perfect explanation for what happened here, because I think all of us, like, I had to take a shower after that episode. It wasn't. It was a tough one.
It was hard to watch, and I feel like we got no resolution. Like, none of the villains. No. We didn't like get to see anyone go home that deserved it. I think we should just get into it, because we'll definitely get to all the points.
Yeah, because we'll talk about this.
All right. So first off, we start with I guess this is end of the group date from last week. Chelsea ends up getting the group date rose, and one of the things that I really liked about Chelsea and Matt's conversation is personally, I related to it a lot. And she was talking about, you know, she showed a picture of her with this long hair of her and her mom. And she was like, you know, I, you know, never felt comfortable not wearing my hair straight when I went to school. And I was like, that is exactly me. I was like, actually explaining this to my roommates like a few weeks ago, is that I've always had my hair straight, like you guys can see, but my hair's super fucking curly. And but to me, like watching all the white girls in school or whatever have you know, their long, straight, pretty hair, like I didn't feel pretty unless my hair was also straight, and here I am at 32 still straightening my goddamn hair.
Yeah, we got a lot of DMs and like things and tweets about that, like of other women that hit hard.
I really like Chelsea.
Me too. I think she's going to get far. She's very low key. I think she's going to fly under the radar for a while, and then
Chelsea's also super striking. She is so model-esque that every time the group walks up, you're like, you can't miss her. Like,
no.
She is like just a model. You know, like it's like when you see someone on the street, you're like, that's a model. And it's not even saying that they're like, you know, you're not even like making it a sexual reference. You're going, no, that person is built like a model, you know?
Yeah. She's like a Kendall, not a Kylie. She's not an Instagram model. She's like an actual model.
She's runway.
An actual model.
She's runway, yes.
And they have good chemistry, too. Like, you can see that he is really into her.
Yeah. I feel like, okay, this is going to... I feel like she's too good for him, kind of. Like, I feel like she's more mature than he is. The dance at the end of the episode really ruined everything for me. The dance to no music, and then the side-by-side of the fact that it's a TikTok dance he did with Tyler Cameron like a year ago.
Listen, not a lot of, you know, guys who are going to lead The Bachelor also have years of jazz dance experience from growing up.
You don't have to dance though. That's like me. I that's like, okay, well, I'm going to get up and do the Macarena because it's
the only dance I really know.
The real thing that happened during that group date, though,
yeah,
was the Katie and Victoria conversation.
Oh my God. I could watch a whole spinoff of Katie and Victoria low key. And that was such a weird interaction because, you know, Victoria brings Katie over to have the chat and nothing really says anything. They don't really say anything except Victoria's like, if you try to shut me down again, I wouldn't. Like, she doesn't want to be shut down. She's like, if I want to use, you know, what was it?
Name calling to express myself, that's my right to do so.
I called Victoria the Trump of the show, and this was Trump.
She is the Trump of the show. And she was a Trump, and she's a Trump supporter, so look at that.
Well, what she does is she creates a reality where then she needs to be apologized to. What happened was they're on the couch. The opening scene, a woman, you know, Sarah, whatever you want to say about Sarah, she left in part, and we talked about this with last week, where like, it's hard to talk about her story because you always have to acknowledge she left because her dad is literally dying. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Victoria now knows this, we assume, based on when we're seeing this in the show. I don't know if, you know, Victoria can claim this was edited out of order, but we are led to believe that Victoria now knows that Sarah has left in part because her dad is passing away. And then Victoria goes, well, I guess the trash took out itself. And
like, what?
This sets up the whole Mean Girls episode that we're about to see, because then Katie, who is in on the shit talking until it becomes too much. Let me say that. I know we love Katie, but she is, and listen, that is the human part of all of us. All of us would be involved in shit talking and go, did we hit the line? And Katie says to Victoria, you've crossed the line. Let's back off of people. Let's be less hard.
And you can see on a lot of the other girls' faces that they too think it's crossing the line, but they don't actually say anything. They just like wince and stop speaking.
Exactly. That's the difference between, that's why Katie gets credit and the rest of them don't. Is Katie steps up and says the uncomfortable thing to the biggest bitch in the house. And then the biggest bitch goes, she does the most Trumpian thing ever. And she goes, I'm going to need to pull you aside. I need an apology for you telling me to stop calling someone trash. And it's like, what? What are we doing here? And that's when Katie becomes the hero we all love and enjoy.
Yeah.
Because she Katie looks amazing. She looks ready for this argument. She knows this person's going to juke everything she says. And Victoria doesn't take, you can tell Victoria thinks she's smarter than everyone else. She doesn't take Victoria even seriously enough to get ready for this argument. Katie runs circles around her. It was like a prize fighter who didn't get in shape for the match. Like, she got knocked in the face and Katie brutalized her. It was great. Yeah. It was satisfying.
Have you ever seen those videos of like a giraffe attacking a lion? Like, there's like videos of lions that have like tried to attack a giraffe and then the giraffe like comes back at them 10 times harder. That was the vibe. I was like, Victoria thought that she was gonna be able to take down Katie, and Katie stomped the bitch out.
Stomped her out.
She didn't respect her.
No,
Victoria like is a problem.
Well, but, you know, Victoria, many people are gonna blame Victoria, but it takes one person to start shit talking. And I mean literally, that's what podcasts basically are. They're just shit-talking sessions. Mm-hmm. So all three of us are human enough to know that we are a part of shit-talking. We like shit-talking.
It's what we're actually doing once a week at least.
Exactly. So the thing is, that's why I love The Bachelor. And we're going to get more into it. But, like, you know, a lot of people keep DMing me. I get, like, because I do it live with the show, you guys get it on Twitter, I'm sure. People responding, and the response I keep getting is worst women ever. Worst women in the house ever. And I'm like, no, I have experience. I've watched this show many years now. We just watched The Bachelorette. We watched the dudes interact. This show is a mirror. You know, all of us are guilty for shit talking, and some of us go Victoria route, some of us go Katie route. Most of us are the people wincing and not saying anything at all. So I think it's a little bit high and mighty for people to go worst women ever. You're going to end up following these people on Instagram in 2 weeks, you know, like and liking their style. So.
And I think there's only really a couple of bad seeds, and then that's just what we're seeing because they're the ones that are giving the best TV.
Yeah, and then you can also follow this trend of, like, I can also see who is going to be, who's going to turn into a villain, like Anna. The second she sat down with Victoria, I was like, Anna is on her decline right now, because anybody who talks to Victoria, they're down with shit talking. They know Victoria is down to shit talk, to drag. They're going to give them that validation of whatever they're saying. So if I see you with Victoria, you're on your downcline this episode. I mean, it's a mess.
She's selling the shit talk smoothies. She's the one handing out. You're right. You're absolutely right. Okay.
And now we bring in, and so Victoria finally gets her time with Matt, and in walks Chris Harrison to interrupt, not just to interrupt for something minor, but to bring in more women, which I love. Everybody
Chris Harrison,
was freaked out about.
Chris Harrison also is in the show 2 minutes an episode.
Yeah, he's not in it as much as he was in Palm Springs.
I think we'll get more of him as the season goes on. I think the same reason they brought 5 new women in is the same reason we see Chris more at the end of the season. They can't travel as much. There's not as much change going on. I think they want to keep the show moving as much as possible. They can do a rose ceremony at any time. They can send these women home anytime. We saw last night one of the 5 new women was there for 15 minutes and she already went home. So it's like...
That poor thing also put on her Instagram, like, make sure you catch me on tonight's episode of blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, my God.
She had
a viewing party and she wasn't even in it. It's devastating.
Brutal.
Wasn't even in it. I mean, that's probably one of the hardest parts about going on the show is, like, getting excited, being like, oh, my God, I'm going on The Bachelor. And then you're on it for, 10 seconds maximum and you go home that day, the first night.
So they bring home those 5 new women. They bring in those 5 new women. The first one out of the car is Brittany.
Yes.
What did you guys think of Brittany's entrance?
I loved it. I love that entrance. Okay. I think it's a great way. I thought it was a great way to dive in. I feel like that's something that I may or may not do. It would definitely depend on who the guy was, for sure. But, going straight for it, like, you're already coming in late. Like, these girls know, the girls in the house think the girls coming in new are, like, this fresh face. It's going to be amazing. But the girls coming in late are like, shit, we don't have this relationship with them. Like, we need to do something so we don't go home like Kim on the first fucking night. They have to really put themselves out there. So I think it was great. And I thought she looked amazing. And it really gave us a sense of who she was.
I love that for you. I wouldn't do it, but live your fantasy.
Well, I'm with you, Chris, but I agree with Kay's perspective, because I saw her walk in. And she took his head. She was like, I ain't letting Matt James ruin this kiss like he's ruined every other kiss. And she grabbed him and shoved her tongue down his throat. There is no other way to describe it. But I did think about it. In the moment, I'm like, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you can see the tongue entering the mouth in the first intro kiss. I'm always like, oh, that's a lot. That's a lot.
But it's a lot, but I did think about it. I was like, that's the hottest thing I've seen on The Bachelor so far for me. So as a straight dude, I was looking at that going, yeah, she's staying at least a week. Like she solidified a rose right there. She didn't have to talk to him for literally 3 more seconds. It was over.
She's
also very beautiful.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. My favorite part about that is that, when Chris told Matt, he brings him aside. You could see on Matt's face that he had no idea what was getting ready. They were like, as if Chris was going to be like, hey, we're going to let you go. We're bringing Claire back. Something like, he had no clue what was going on. I mean, his face was so shook. And then he's like, we have more girls. And honestly, I think that was the last thing Matt was prepared for, was to see more girls, because he's like, I'm already having a hard enough time as it is trying to stay engaged and listen to all these women. And it's just a lot.
But I also think he knew shit was about to get tense. I think he already knew And listen, this has kind of been a theme for the whole show. The women on the show really want to fucking date him.
Yes, they do.
They really want him. It feels like, I'm not going to call it desperate, but there is some desperation going on where people like, it just has like a different energy than a lot of other seasons. And you could see it the minute Brittany walked in the house, not one person was like, hey, nice to meet you. Like, that's where I go, like, okay, not everyone here is as human as I would be. Everyone yes. here has it inside of them to go, fuck this. Like, none of them got up, hi, nice to meet you, welcome to the house. Like, these women didn't petition outside the door to come in. They no. weren't sitting out there with signs. The producers brought them in. This is what happens. Mm-hmm. You're on the show.
Yeah.
So why blame them? And then Victoria starts calling, what was your entrance? Like, someone should say, like, listen, someone should, and I'm saying this from a perspective of, I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'd be the person to go, shut the fuck up, Victoria. Hey, nice to meet you. What's your name? I'm Jared. Like, I don't know if I would do that.
Yeah, like, this is Crazy Aunt Vicky.
Kay probably would.
Straight up would. I absolutely would, no question. And, and all the other entrances were kind of like boring. And these girls were actually supposed to be on the show. These girls were from the first list that they originally gave from Matt's season.
Oh,
and
wow.
then they cut a bunch of girls. Obviously, either changed, did some recasting, but these were on the original list that they gave. So these girls have been waiting and hoping for this moment.
Well, the entrances for Matt were boring other than Brittany. But none of them were boring from when they saw the other women.
I know.
Like Victoria taking the crown off of, what's her
Catalina.
Name?
Catalina.
Catalina's head. That is the most insulting thing that I've literally ever seen in
that
my entire
so
life.
That was,
I wanted her to like rip her to shreds.
That's how they treat. Like, that's how, like, new prisoners are treated when they come into the prison.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they treat. It felt like it was scared straight. She's like, hold my pocket. You are my bitch for the rest. Like, it really did feel that way.
It was weird, the taking off the crown, and then the girls didn't say anything. I that's one of the things with this show is I personally don't think I could be in this situation because I would have no tolerance for this kind of shenanigans.
But then you get brought, here's the thing they're all avoiding, which I understand. Then you get brought into the tornado.
The drama,
now
yeah.
you're into the drama. Now you're fighting with Victoria. She's making you apologize for calling her out for taking a crown off of someone's head. Like, that's crazy.
And then I'm going home because I turned Bachelor into Bad Girls Club, and then we're yeah. just like spiraling out.
It's a snowball.
Sometimes it needs to turn into Bad Girls Club for a minute.
I think
you know?
So too.
I'm like, she needs, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
And then Victoria pulls Matt aside after all the women are there to finish their talk and then immediately gets interrupted by Brittany, which mm-hmm. tens across the board. You know that was the producers, but like tens. And Victoria also was wearing the entire time. I'm like, where are you going? She's never dressed for the same thing as the other girls. They're all in their like cocktail gowns. She's in like a jersey knit like dress off the rack with like a Amazon faux fur, which normally I'm here for. Very my style. But just not for that.
Victoria acts like she went to Magic, the pickup artist, and got lessons. Like, whoever coached Victoria should be ashamed of themselves.
Ashamed.
Yeah, they were like, Peacock, you need to stand out in the crowd.
You're going to go as Cruella De Vil to one of the, you know, like, she's wearing the faux fur. It's not even real. It's just not a classy look. And then she, you know, she backs up the look with, you know, taking a crown off of another person's head. If someone touched me, I would look at the producer. I would be like, are you fucking kidding me?
So you're letting this happen. I would
look at the producer. I go, do you have insurance? And I would be so angry. And Catalina.
Angry.
I don't blame her for how she reacted. She reacted like the way most people react when you're like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, I guess. Is this what happens in this house? I don't blame her.
And I'm sure she knew the background of Victoria Moore. Like, she just walked in the door. Yeah. So she's like, is this just a girl with a really weird sense of humor? Or is she just a terrible person?
And that's the other thing about, like, I mean, that's why this is the Mean Girls episode to me. Like, you don't know where she aligns with every other. There's a big group of women. They all know each other. You don't know them. And you walked in and nobody said, hey, that's the fucking asshole. So beware that bitch. Yeah. So I don't know. It's disappointing, but I also don't believe that it's beyond human. Like, this is kind of why we like watching The Bachelor. Like, if you want to think you're above the people on the show, like I maybe a little bit, but not a lot. I don't know.
No. No, and so then we have the rose ceremony, and he sends Kylie, Kayla, and Kim home. I think he was like shook on the names, and he was like, I can't be handling this right now. But being Kim,
oh my god, did Kayla go home?
Kayla went home.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah,
they showed her for like 2 seconds. Yeah,
that's fucked up.
In my mind, I thought he was gonna send I thought he would keep all of the new girls. I thought he was going to end up keeping all the new girls. I'm surprised he didn't keep Kim, because it's like, well, she's new. You might as well keep her and find out more, because you don't know anything about her. Or maybe that one like 30-second sit down you had was enough to be like, fuck no.
That's not a guy thing. I get that email from You Up all the time.
Okay.
On the You Up podcast, a lot of women will be like, I didn't like him on the first 17 dates, but should I give him one more shot? And you're like, and it's like, there is not a man on earth who would say the same thing. Like, right?
I'm also very loyal, so I feel like I would send as many new girls home as I could, because I'm like, I just would feel too guilty sending home old girls over new girls.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The group date. So Ben Higgins comes.
Ben Higgins.
The cameos are out of control. Can I just say that? I'm like, enough. Enough with the cameos. We don't care.
I love
Ben Higgins. I think he's an amazing guy. I would love to go on a date with him. You know what I don't want? To see him on my fucking TV. I don't care anymore.
I'm like, how because are these I feel girls? Like
it's constant. There's constant. It's Ben Higgins, Ashley I, Wells, and JoJo. I'm like, this is like a 5-person host show.
They definitely have a 5-year deal with ABC of some sort. Like, you know, Wells does, because Sarah Hyland basically owns the network now. So she was like, basically got like included him on the deal. But I like, you know, Ben Higgins, it felt like he was brought on. It kind of feels like Hunger Games when the producers are like, we need to bring something in, like they're like, ah, we need something. So then they're like, we're going to bring in Ben Higgins. Cause like Ben, it's funny, Chris, you're like, I love Ben Higgins. He's one of the most well-liked former bachelors of all time. Mm-hmm. And he comes in and he immediately starts basically, like you guys said, like hosting the show. And you're like, oh, he is good at this. Like, I didn't have a moment where I was like, he's introducing it. And he goes, he even introduced himself. He didn't act like they would all know him. He's like, he understands he's like 8 years out of this. He understands he's like, it's beyond his like high school years to be on these shows, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, half of these girls probably were like in the womb when Ben Higgins was on the show. I'm like, do they know who he is? And also bringing on Ben, who in his relationship with his new girl, they're waiting to have sex before marriage. So it's
they
like,
are?
Oh yeah, they Ooh. Are. They chose to, they did, there was all these articles out about it, but they are waiting for marriage. So it's like, he's coming on and giving this advice, which I feel like kind of tracks now with like Matt. I don't think Matt's waiting in any way, shape or form, but with the, you know, they both have the same like religious background and this and that. So it kind of tracks, but I can go yeah, without like, seeing these like cameos.
And it's also, I'm like, all of them know this is an audition, honey. You don't know what else ABC is doing. So I feel like they're always like trying too much. It's, I'm just like, just give us Chris Harrison enough. I don't, it's too much. But he comes for the most ridiculous group date I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
I love all. I loved
so
it.
They're doing these like pumpkin. It's like a fall relay race sort of thing. And one of the things that I was noticing is like, you know, these girls are wearing, you know, like squirrel costumes, or they're like slapping each other with paint, or like they're fighting, whatever. So, but the guys, when they're on The Bachelorette, they're all naked and they're, you know, it's any reason to take their clothes off. So in my eyes, I'm like, so The Bachelor wants to objectify the men and embarrass the women. It's like, what? that's their whole goal, is to objectify the men and just humiliate the women in any way they can. And we're loving it.
I hear what you're saying. I think it's like comfort zone shit. Like mm-hmm. you just never expect, like you want to, like I do want to see who has fun doing this. Like Maggie in the boat getting stuck. Like that's fun. Like, you know, again, Yosef in last season, who freaked out over men being naked because his daughter gonna see. It's like you learn so much about them in those scenarios, I think. Like, also, what we learned is that Anna is more like Victoria. Like, this, over the course of the relay race, yes. they have to like find an acorn or something. Anna hides Brittany's acorn. And then admits to it. And
admits
then comes on camera. Yeah, she's like, yeah, I hit that bitch's acorn. Fuck her. And we're as if we're all going to be like, good one. Got her. Like, what? And that's like, you see on this, during this group date, they start calling the original women the OGs.
OGs.
And the new girls, the new girls.
And
the
also
Anna, the varsity team.
Anna explains to us what OGs means. She's like, you know, like originals.
Thanks. Like, yeah, thanks.
Correct.
Also,
Anna
saying that she knows Brittany from Chicago feels very, like, this whole episode felt very Drag Race to me, in that like drag queens will be like, I know that bitch from Chicago, she can't do blah 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 blah, and I was like, how do you know her? Like on Drag Race, it's because they all do fucking drag and there's probably like, it's a small tiny community, but like I'm like, how do you know Brittany and who she dates? But then she says she never meets Brittany in her life, so that whole thing I was like, Chicago's big, right? I don't know.
Well,
I've never been.
They kind of explain it. To me, that says more about Anna than it does about Brittany, because the way it gets explained, basically what happens is they do this group date, they do the relay race, they come back after the group date, they do the post date. Anna tries to get time with Matt James. Brittany comes in, interrupts. Anna and her have a little bit of a face-off, and then Anna goes straight to Victoria and is like, I got the hot gossip. And she says,
yes.
I've heard people are messaging me and telling me. So it actually makes more sense based on what you said, Kay, that they knew who they were because they were people that were supposed to be
on
the
show.
So I guess mm-hmm. what she's saying is she received DMs that from Chicago people letting her know. But to me, it felt like, what was referenced later in the episode, but not during this scene, was that she's around the bottle service community.
Right.
Which I got from a friend in Chicago, said that that's saying exactly what we assume she was trying to say.
The
that
bottle
she's an
service.
Escort. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
I thought...
Like, apparently that's an insult, that to be like, oh, you would make a beautiful bottle service, girl, is like an
thank
insult.
You, because they're the most beautiful people ever, usually.
Well, they're, like, you're, I guess, the, you know, I guess there's something to be said, like they're in New York, you have the same thing, where it's like, some people are club people, and some people are not. And yeah. If you're a club person... Oh, that guy gets bottle service all the time, and she works at the bottle service. I think they make a ton of money, right? Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that job. But the claim was, she's not a bottle service woman, but she's known amongst the bottle service women as someone who hangs out with rich older men. Isn't that, wasn't that the claim?
So she's even richer than the bottle service women. She's the woman getting the bottles from the bottle service women. Honestly, I even when they describe it and they're like, well, she's an escort, like she hangs out with men for
she
money.
She entertains
I'm like,
rich men for is, money, blah, blah, that blah. We, like, who isn't?
I would love to.
Well,
who isn't entertaining?
Well, that's the thing that I think that's more insulting than anything else. That's like going up to someone, like they're basically assuming that if her boyfriend was older, that she couldn't afford things, and that's why she's with her older boyfriend. Like, isn't that the most insulting thing you can say about someone?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very Real Housewives drama on Bachelor. I felt like that whole, and Anna going to Victoria was so devious, because like she was like, I'm gonna go to the biggest bitch in the house, and then people will just forget that I'm the one that started this. It'll all fall on Victoria.
And just the fact that she brought it up in front of the entire group and sort of like made that like weird, like that was crazy to me, is that she meant that Anna mentioned Brittany's whole thing in front of the entire group of women. And was like, and then she said, first of all, that's a horrible thing to say about anyone. It's like,
oh, I know.
Yeah,
and
but
in the
here
interview
you are.
Before that, she was fully telling the story to camera in an interview.
Well, and also she tells Victoria because she knows that'll get it to the rest of the women. So
yeah,
that
the
part's
shit talking, always down and, to and, shit talk.
And then she goes, she says it to Brittany and she says it to her face. There's a big difference between you date rich older men, that's your thing. And you're an escort, like that is like, and set and ask her in front of everybody, and you're going, oh my god, like this is, and right. It's like what, how, because now she has to defend the truth that you made up.
Yeah, it's that was so bizarre to me. The whole thing was just like Anna was such a villain, and it was like watching the plot of a James Bond villain being formed.
Mm-hmm.
And what if someone was an escort that came on the show? Like, couldn't they tell that as a story, as
yes,
you know, as rich and interesting as someone else's story that they tell, as like they're here, I came here to like go in a different direction or whatever it is, or this is what I do and I enjoy. I don't know. I don't know if they're like, I'm not trying to be like a hero here. I'm just saying like, it feels like everyone has a story. So, like, why couldn't that be someone else's story as well?
I agree.
Like, I don't know.
Just because it's not the normal, I was adopted or whatever story doesn't mean that it's not, you know, something that can be shared or that would be good for the show.
Yeah.
I mean, do any of these women have OnlyFans accounts? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when does it stop? You know, like, mm-hmm.
Well, that's
like,
what I said too. I'm like, anything, Cameo, you know, every single one of them's already on Cameo. Like, whatever. People do what they need to do to get money. Get over it. I'm like,
no, but,
shut
but
up,
you could
Anna.
You could have an OnlyFans account where you, like, there's a woman out there who doesn't she imitate a horse and she makes like $100,000?
I'm sorry.
Search this for me.
I'm sorry.
Sean, do you have information on this?
Let me look it up. Hold on. Woman.
She imitates like a dog and makes $100,000. Like if that woman came on the show, like would they be like, like if I was The Bachelor and someone's like, well, I think you should know that so-and-so does gallops around her living room and makes $100,000 a year, I'd be like, I need to find out more. I was like, I would need to know, how do you even
How can I get in on this?
Yeah, like I mean, you're a genius. Like I you know?
I'm like looking it up. I think it is a woman. Yeah, woman quits job to earn six figures a month acting as a dog on OnlyFans.
A dog.
Jenna Phillips, 21, from Texas, worked as an optician for 2 years while she posted vanilla content on her OnlyFans page before she introduced kinkier videos and her followers surged.
Listen,
so I think she's like a sexy dog.
Sure, but anyone can find this conversation that we're having insulting, and I think we're all I'm trying to say is, like, people make their money, people figure shit out, and all of
ironically,
these...
Ironically, it says she learned about the fetish when she visited Chicago.
Yeah, I it's like
this.
But it's like, this is the slippery slope we live in 2021. Everyone's figuring their shit out, doing things to make money, finding careers in weird ways. I mean, we're sitting here talking over Zoom about The Bachelor. If anyone could go on The Bachelor and be like, did you hear that Kay has a podcast and make that? They did that to Derek on Paradise, where now he's this podcaster and they make you seem like you're lesser than. And it's like,
right.
That's bullshit. It's they did it to Jed when people found out he had a dog food jingle commercial or a dog food jingle. And it's like, you know,
I think girlfriends at home, and that didn't come out.
Well,
until
that didn't help. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, people do this to people's jobs. Like, and when I heard Jed had a jingle that was in a dog food commercial, I was like, that's reoccurring income. That's a fucking big payday. And everyone else took that as, what a fucking loser. And it's like, okay, I don't know. You know,
Gladstone did it on Full House, and everybody loved him.
I'm
so
done.
So then we go to a one-on-one with one of the new girls, Michelle.
Which I got to tell you guys, I have never seen this sort of connection ever. I feel like
he's going to ruin it.
They looked like they had known each other for years. The chemistry, like how they were just touching, felt so natural, felt so chill. Like they were really into each other. And I mean, I was looking at my roommates. I was like, am I seeing the same thing you guys are seeing? I was like, this is crazy. If they're getting married tomorrow. He hands her that group, that rose at the end. And I was like, he's saying, will you marry me?
Yeah, that was, and she was like just a wonderful person, like talking about teaching and everything.
She's a former athlete and she's a teacher, which aligns with him so well because, you know, he is an athlete and he has this nonprofit for kids. So, I mean, this is like a dream.
The contrast was super stark when they're in the hot air balloon, like having maybe the most, I agree with Kay 100%. This was the best date I've ever seen on the show. They connected like crazy. He wasn't asking like bachelor questions where they're like, and what is your family like? You know, like it wasn't like that. And the contrast of them in the hot air balloon having the greatest date ever. And then the women on the shit talking ledge with binoculars looking like the evil stepsisters, just like, what's going on over there? You're like, oh, you wanted the house to just explode at that moment and for them to float away to Neverland.
I know. And I'm confused and perplexed at the fact that, so it's fall, clearly. There's leaves all around, and she is in a spaghetti strap tank top. Is she not freezing, like, up in the
air?
I'm
sure she is, but, like, come on. She's on TV. I would do the same thing. I would be like, this is so uncomfortable, but I look great.
You came with a look. You go with a look. I get it.
And then they go to a very breezy dinner at a car shop, which you could hear, like, their voices were, like, reverberating off of all the metal in where
echoing,
they were.
Yeah. It was cute.
It was cute. And I loved when she quoted Maya Angelou and then was shocked that he knew it. But also, I'm like, it is, like,
she
the most... that is, like, I knew it, okay? And I'm not a genius. I'm not smart by any means. But I was like, yeah, that's Maya Angelou. Everyone knows that quote.
Yeah.
I tweeted like the producer, like holding up a sign behind her that says Maya Angelou.
It felt like I was like, is this the fat Jew of Bachelor contestants? Like I thought, I was like, she's lifting quotes. Like, I don't think she knew. I think she thought she was gonna get away with. Like, this
yeah,
is
because she imagine. Didn't say it. She wasn't like someone once said.
No.
She just said it. And then he was like, that's Maya
yeah,
Angelou.
That's Maya. Yeah, that's Maya Angelou, right? And she's like, you know that? Really? Wow.
That's like
that's
me using
so
quotes from The Office as like actual jokes. And then everyone's like, everyone has seen that show.
I thought I loved that date. I am excited to see what happens with their relationship because clearly it feels like they're such a good match. But then you go back to the girls. We have group date number two. And I'm telling you guys, I was not expecting this fighting. I mean, so they were like boxing or whatever at the beginning with this, what's her name? Mia St. John.
Which also, can we quick talk about how they were like, everyone, you're going to meet an amazing guest, Mia St. John. And all the girls are like, yay, Mia St. John. And I'm like,
they have no
not
idea that is.
One of you have heard of this woman.
Ever. I mean, it wasn't Evander Holyfield. Like, I understand they want to have like a woman come on. They want to show, you know, how I'm with you. I was like, I was a little let down by Mia St. John.
Yeah, it was. I didn't know who it was. They didn't know who she was, but I'm happy for Mia St. John and all of her
also,
titles.
Well, couldn't she? Mia St. John obviously didn't teach them such a thing as a body shot. Did she come in and just go, just punch someone's head? That's all
straight
you do.
Straight for the face. Straight for the face. When they went into that ring, I'm thinking like, oh, they're probably like, what if they're like wrestling? I mean, I knew they were boxing, but I was like, are they really hitting each other in the face? And they sure were. Watching Matt's reactions, it was priceless. And then he obviously like called it. He was like, all right, we got to stop this because it's getting out of control.
That's where I kind of blame Matt James, where I'm like, dude, aren't like, so they have this fight date. They just all do headshots. It gets so serious that Matt has to call it off. Doesn't Matt James go, hey, is something going on? Like, can someone tell me what's happening? like, I know Matt isn't in the house, but at some point he has to, you know, sense a vibe, right?
Oh, yeah. You would think, and then especially with this date, like them, I mean, they are going for it. Like, I wouldn't want to even hit one of my friends like that. Like, even if we were had protective, you know, gear on, it would just feel weird. But these girls were not even thinking about it.
And the grossest part was like a few of them, I think Anna or somebody, Victoria said she wishes she could have gone against Katie so that she could punch her in the face, and then
Katie would have wrecked her.
Yeah,
I loved when
her.
She said that. I'm like, I wish you went against Katie too.
We already saw you verbally get clocked in the beginning of the episode, and then a few of them started saying, "Man, I wish the new girls were on this date." OGs versus new girls, like they wanted to spar them. They wanted to fight them. That's how tense it is.
Yeah, it was. That was. Definitely one of the craziest group dates I've ever seen. And it leads to, you know, the cocktail party where Katie pulls Matt aside at the end and she's like, yo, we gotta like handle this. She's telling him what he needs to do. She's like, you know, I've spoken up and I've said all this and that, but I think it'll work better if you are the one who addresses the issue to them and like comes in here and says something, which I agree.
I'm with her, yeah.
Yeah. I think that was on Katie's, like, I feel bad because that, as soon as she did that, I'm like, well, your days are numbered here. You're no longer, like, in the running for his love
interest. No, they're best friends. It's not, there's no chemistry.
Katie's staying until, like, the top eight until he really wants to try and start, until it becomes awkward that they don't make out. Like he goes, thank you for the information, and gave her the most friendship hug I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like
gave
she's
her
gonna
a high
stick
five.
Around. yeah. Thanks, dude. And then she like went away. But it doesn't bode well that for the messenger never wins the show.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were
the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Let's get into our weekly categories, starting off with some would you rathers. I have one. And would you guys rather be a girl who has a longer connection with Matt that's been there from the beginning, or be a new girl with a fresh face but hasn't had that time with him?
Oh, definitely from the beginning. You couldn't pay me enough to be one of the new girls.
No?
Yeah, no, why I am that? Not walking into a lion's den getting torn. No, I couldn't do it. Like, I know who I am, and no, I would have walked in and immediately been like, this is too much, and left. I could not.
Jared?
I think I'd rather be a new girl because the roles have already been assumed, and I can better dodge all those roles. Like, I would know very clearly, okay, Victoria's the asshole. Katie's the house mother. You know, MJ's, you know, the prom queen of this group. Anna is the one that's going to stab you in the back. Like, it would be easy to figure out because people are so loud with their characters that, like, you could even tell Brittany got the message right away that, like, okay, I'm going to have to, like, even when Victoria was like, you know, what about you being the leftover? She was like, save the best for last. Like, you could tell she was right. Feeling it out. And I think that's a better, you have more of like, you have everything within in view, I think. What do you think, Kay?
No, I think I would rather be a new girl. I would rather be a new girl and like really come in, be that like fresh face, but also kind of be a Britney and really like jump in there and
say,
go
Kay
for
would
it.
Would totally be a Britney.
Yeah.
Which brings us to our next, would you rather? Would you rather have Britney's confidence or Katie's courage?
Oh.
Philosophical today. On the
I bachelor. Would rather have Britney's confidence because I think having the courage is good, but it definitely gets you into like the weeds of everybody's drama. And that's like kind of what her courage is like standing up to these sort of different situations. And I'm like, I don't need to be doing that. I would rather just like be in there doing my own thing and showing up for like however I want to.
I got to say Katie's courage. She does a lot of the stuff that like, you know, when you have the Sunday weirds and you're getting that anxiety when you're hungover and you're like, I should have done this in fifth. I should have stood up for the, I should have stood up to the bullies in fifth grade, and I know exactly what I would have said now. Like, I feel like Katie says the thing at the time I think back to where I wish I had said the thing at the time.
I agree. That's,
I think I would go with Britney's confidence because I think I could do what Katie did. I don't think I could do what Britney did in last night's episode.
No.
Like, I would be much more comfortable being like, Victoria, shut the fuck up, then I would be like sticking my tongue down my throat outside the limo. Yeah.
Like being the lone part. Like, Britney's on this show alone. Like, that's the reality. Like, you could feel it. Like, she was like in the limo with other women, but like, they're not necessarily friends or know each other. Mine was get into a public argument with Katie or Victoria.
I think I would rather get into a public argument with, Victoria because it would be so easy to make her sound stupid.
Yeah. Mm. See, I think I would do Katie because Victoria would get me so like frustrated. You know when you're arguing with some, it's like arguing with someone who like believes the earth is flat, and it's like,
yeah,
it's not flat, and it's like you can prove anything to them and they're still like, no, it's flat, nope, it, and that I would, it would just like make me boil over, whereas Katie, I feel like it would be like an actual conversation argument.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I get into an argument with people, I just need someone nearby to look at me with knowing eyes. Like,
yeah,
like I need someone nearby to go, oh, I'm sorry, buddy. Like, and like, so I think
I relate
Victoria,
to that.
Yeah. I like, so it's like on an airplane, all you want is for like, when someone acts like an asshole on an airplane, all you want is to turn to someone across the aisle and have them like, go, uh-huh, what a bitch, or what an asshole, you know, like, so I would much rather fight or get in an argument with Victoria publicly, because at least I could have someone else,
yeah,
commiserate with me in the moment. They would go, yeah, you should dump her, like, with their and eyes, they would say that.
That's, like, the same exact thing as when someone like Victoria is yelling at a cashier at the supermarket, and she's, like, looking at everyone else to be like, who's with me? And no one's with them.
Yeah,
do you know? Like, that is... like, for example, when she's getting arrested stealing from a Publix, which I'm still not over. But, okay, should we move on to our top three women of the
yes.
week?
Let's do it.
Okay, I had Brie. Brie is still... I'm, like, obsessed with her. I think she's so... These are basically just who I would choose, I think, at this point. Brie, Michelle,
sure.
and Chelsea.
Yeah, I got Michelle, Katie, and Maggie. Just, I love, every time they're on the screen, it kind of lights up a little bit. And Michelle's date was just so cool and laid back that it seemed like a fun hang.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree. That's, I think my top three women are Piper, Brie, and Michelle. I'm just so taken back by the Michelle date. It was so great. I also still love Brie, and I think they have a great connection. And Piper, she really like showed herself this week, and I love her personality. I think she's gorgeous, and I would really like to see her make it far.
I think also Michelle, if Michelle will get far, and if she doesn't end up winning, well, mm-hmm. she's a good bachelorette candidate.
Yes, for sure.
Man.
What about your guys' IG rising star? I looked at Katie's Instagram followers, and I'm going to have to say Katie, because she is blowing
people
up on the Instagram.
Love Katie. If I tweet about Katie, it gets like 1,000 likes immediately. People live for
yes.
Katie. I said Brittany because I think Brittany came to be an IG rising star. So maybe she won't get the followers off the bat, but she's like on her way. She's going to be a villain, I think, but I feel like she'll do well on Insta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm with both of you. I wrote Katie just because, she also shared my Instagram story from last night. So I'm team Katie. Share my Instagram story. You know, you have me for life.
Yeah. I was just going to say anytime anyone, I can like hate someone on the show. And if they like, are nice to me on social, I'm like, oh my god, they're a sweetie.
Yeah.
I literally can't say a bad word about Hannah Ann because her mom was like a fan of my stories, and I was like,
no.
for your mom to be into this, like, oh, okay, I love your whole yeah. family. So yeah,
you
till
can't
death,
talk shit
I'll
about
defend
someone
them.
To their mom.
No,
till death.
But I will say, I agree with you, Chris. Brittany is you're. Let me tell all the women, if you watch with your boyfriend, he has looked up Brittany already.
Yes. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no
sure.
That was also the vibe. I was like, she'll be yeah. very popular. Okay,
popular.
Villain of the week. I think we all have the same thing.
Anna, I think she really took
thing.
A downward spiral.
Obviously, I feel like Victoria is always the villain. I feel like she's the ever villain. But mm-hmm. Anna was the puppet master this week.
Yeah, agreed. And just
yeah.
and doing it incorrectly. Like, she was, like, ratting herself out. And just, it was just very rookie villain moves, but villain nonetheless.
She also wears it on her face. Like, she has
yes.
the most, She has the worst poker face I've ever seen. It always looks like she's smelling a fart. She always looks like her lips are scrunched up. She just looks like a mom who can't hold back how she feels about your friends, like, just to their faces. Like,
yeah.
She's the type that, like, gets on, like, makes a fake Facebook and, like, bullies her daughter's friends.
Yeah. It felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Paradise picks.
I'm going to go with Kit, Katie, and Anna. I think Anna will be great in Paradise strictly for the drama. Katie will be there because I actually want her to find someone. I want to know, like, what Katie's type is, who she's into, like, who would vibe with her. And then Kit, I think Kit will be good just because I don't think she's going to make it very far here. And I think her bathing suits will be great.
Yeah, I said Kit also. Brittany will definitely see there. And Victoria will definitely see there. She's like the female Chad.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And I put Brittany just because we need to see her on a beach. I need to. I'm sorry.
Need to see Brittany on the beach.
I need to see Brittany on the beach. And I would say, I would add in, you guys mentioned Kit, like, she had a moment with Matt James, and it's like, it felt like a very much like a Matt James wants to, like, go out with her in New York thing where her mom would pay for every single bill more than it was a romance match.
Yes.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I love when I'm with Kit. I'm like, have you met her? No, you don't. Like,
yeah.
I had never seen
you
them
don't.
Speak.
Never. They've never spoken.
Okay. Kit's like, have you been to Jeffrey's Grocery? Yeah, we go there when we're slumming it. And he's like, yeah, I went there on the nicest date ever. You know, like, it's
yeah.
like.
Kit's like the type of girl that's like, I'm down to earth. I've worked since I was a teenager. But really, she like worked like Wednesday nights from 6 to 9 at like Rosemary's in the West Village.
She interned for her mom who owned the company.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct. Okay, so the Cringe Harrison Award this week, the cringiest moment. I got to say, love Matt, but that dance at the end with the no sound and like he could have hummed along with it. But he went, he was like,
you could hear the breathe. It was, yeah, I'm taking mine off the table. That's also mine.
It was like so weird.
See, I don't ever watch those scenes. Once the show ends on, and
I
when
usually
they do,
don't either.
Yeah, when they do next week's episode, but I did have a few people DM me like, we gotta
talk about that dance.
Talk about the dance, but I was like, if it's on next week, then it's on. But I know that I don't like when the show makes fun of the show. I'm already making fun
blooper.
Of it. You know? Yeah.
It was weird.
It felt like they were like, do the dance. We'll add in music in post. It won't be weird. Like,
and
that is
like,
what that was.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
and
six,
Maggie
four.
Is just sitting there like, yeah, good job.
Maggie goes, she was talking about dancing. He was like, are we about to dance right now? She goes, oh, no, you are. Like, she was like, you left my ass out there in that pumpkin canoe for hours. She just got back and she's like, you dance. You're dancing. All right. Your guys is Cringe Harrison.
I take mine back. Mine is the dance as well.
I'm going to trust you on the dance because my cringe is going to work into my minute this week. But I'm with you on the dance. Just hearing the description of the breathing is so funny. Like, I love that.
The breathing was so
like you could like hear his
so
knees
much.
Popping. It was so silent.
All right, Jared, it is your minute. I am starting the clock and go.
On this week's Bachelor, we became witness to the arguments in the house, and it was really eye opening for me as a straight man watching this. I have arguments with men, with women, and none of them felt like the ones happening between the women on the show. The most crazy one to me was at the end of the show, MJ is who I've liked and now I'm not really into. MJ leads this group of women talking about how these women have to learn how to respect us. You're not seniors in high school. You're on The Bachelor. You knew what you signed up for the show. This is not, you didn't sign, just because you got there first doesn't mean you know the show better, you have more deserving of the man more. It just because you were there a week earlier doesn't mean that these new women have to pledge for you or have to respect you because they don't know what it's like and they don't know what the what it was like to do two-a-days when you were sophomores. No. You guys are just the same as them. You're the puppets. The producers are the puppeteers. These women didn't wait outside and beg to come in. They were asked to come late. They have no control over it. You should not blame them. Blame yourselves for going on a show where you signed a contract to date one man with 30 other women, and you gave up control of your dating life.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree. MJ really lost points for me.
Lost points. Oh. Yeah, that was on her. You can't keep complaining about not having time with them when you can.
The varsity? Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off. That's too much. All right. So who gets your guys' rose this week? Who will accept this rose? For me, it is Piper. She looked so fucking good at that cocktail party with her top knot and her like dress that was like around the neck, and then I mean she looked amazing. She gets my rose. She's so fun. She seems chill. I love Piper.
Loved the top knot.
Yes.
I'm going with Brie. I think Brie is so, I just like Brie. She's like, I like her vibe. She's pretty, she's nice, she's cool. She seems like I would not mind if I had to sit next to her on an airplane.
Yeah.
I went with Katie for all the reasons we already discussed. She acted better than I think I could act in those situations, which is very commendable. Like, I can't, and again, this is a message to anyone that says, like, oh, the women are the worst this season. No, they're not. They just show us a mirror of how bad we could be. And, you know, the idea that, like, and Katie, again, Katie's not a perfect person. I'm not saying she is. She was talking shit. It went too far for her. She stepped back, and I love someone who can take the, you know, the tougher road, and she did a lot.
All right. Wow. What an episode this week. I'm excited to see what happens next week, to see how Matt addresses everything with these women. But until then, make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We're live tweeting, memeing. Jared has his live screams and his rose rehash. Chris and I are obviously tweeting and memeing stuff on our own pages. You can follow me at K York City on all platforms.
And you can find me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I am at Jared Freed on Instagram.
All right, guys. So until next week, we will talk to you later. Bye.
Betches.